So what might happen to the Food and Drug Administration in a Trump administration? As a candidate, Trump criticized the food regulation side of the FDA, what he called the agency's food police. And in his first 100 days plan of action, he vowed to cut red tape at the FDA to speed up approval of life-saving drugs, which worries public health advocates who see regulatory speed bumps as protecting consumers. Well, Sheila Kaplan is Washington correspondent for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partner. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. And you remind us it's not just the president-elect, it's his advisors and members of Congress who want to do something about the FDA. Who are they and what are their issues?
Sure. Well, you know, it's really all about evidence. You know, some of the lawmakers think that there should be high standards for what drugs and devices can go on the market. And others say, you know, let's put something on the market first with minimal evidence. And then if it has terrible side effects, you know, we'll tell you later.
Well, that's one way of putting it. But people like Newt Gingrich would say that, you know, this is, you know, helping people who are delayed by burdensome red tape and also, you know, keeping companies from making a profit, frankly.
Sure, sure. And Newt Gingrich is an interesting case because he's been a big proponent of putting more money into medical research, especially in Alzheimer's and diabetes. But at the same time, he doesn't want the government to overregulate what the drug companies end up developing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has called the FDA the nation's number one job killer, and he's called it a major prison guard stopping the breakout in health.
And he's calling for its abolishment. So abolishment is one thing, but what changes might we see in a Trump administration?
Okay, well, there's a few of them. One would be Trump has called for importing more drugs from overseas, which could help drive prices down. But at the same time, the FDA has said they cannot now monitor the drugs that are already coming in for safety. So FDA has not really wanted to do that.
Yeah. What about allowing people to cross the border? We remember Bernie Sanders famously years ago got on the bus with elderly Vermonters and crossed the border into Canada to buy drugs there.
Well, I think FDA, I don't think, is going to take that on at all. But they do, you know, Trump has vowed to reduce drug costs. And one way they could do it, I talked this morning to a guy on the transition team for FDA, and he said they really want to redo the generic drug regulatory system so that they can get generic drugs on the market faster, which would drive down costs.
And very briefly, in September, Trump criticized the FDA for being a burden on farmers because of rules on farming. Very briefly, what changes might happen on food regulation?
Okay. Well, he, you know, Trump said he didn't want the FDA to dictate the nutritional value of food or even dog food. I'm not sure what he's going to do. Nobody really knows yet, but I hope he doesn't do that because I don't know about you, but I want my dog to have safe food, and I hope that Mr. Trump does not want to poison my dog, who is very cute.
Sheila Kaplan, Washington correspondent for Stat News. We'll link you to her writing at hearnow.org. Sheila, thank you.
Thank you so much.